My name is Huff Deck, and I'm here to interview Mr. Billy Freitas, whose residence is south of the Mendenhall Springs Road and at the east end of the Dalval Reservoir. I will ask Mr. Freitas now to make some comments, and let's get started. My first question to Mr. Freitas is, Mr. Freitas, approximately how long have you lived here on the ranch?
I've lived here going on 96 years.
It'd be
96, you know.
And what did you do in your as a child here on the ranch?
Well, we didn't do much of anything. We were youngsters. But when we grew up, we chopped a lot of wood. We used to bale hay. Pardon me. Bale hay, worked like a devil. Worked for $1 a day. Boy. All that stuff.
And you were telling me the other day, Mr. Freitas, that you paid 50 cents a pair for Levi's?
Oh, yeah. I paid 50 cents a pair for Levi's, and I paid 35 cents for those little blue shirts and three pair of socks for the quarter.
You can't do that today.
I don't think so. Never will again, either.
When you were a young man, Mr. Freitas, how many schools was there in this area?
Well, when I was around here, there was the Royal Bible and the Royal Mochu used to be down here. I don't know if you remember. You ought to remember, because you're a Livermore guy.
I remember.
And there used to be a school up here, San Antone. Pardon me.
And they were one-room schools?
Yeah.
And how many teachers per school?
One.
One teacher per school?
Yeah.
And that run through the eighth grades, when they had students?
Now, eight. That was the top was the eighth grade that I know of.
Mm-hmm. As you grew up, Mr. Freitas, you didn't stay home here on the ranch and work. You worked out.
We used to stay in the ranch, you know, but we used to work out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a... Pardon me when I get talking.
So I take your time.
I got a bum throat, you know, and I get a talking, I get choked up.
Well, just take your time, and as you think of something, why just, you know, go ahead and add it in. To go to school, you used to ride horseback or walk?
In the winter time, we'd ride horseback. We had a creek over there, the Royal Byway, had to cross that. That was quite a creek. Quite a creek.
And that's the only school you went to was the Royal Byway?
Yeah, that's the only school. Well, I didn't go much.
You didn't go to the Royal Mocho?
I went up as far as the third grade. I ain't got no education at all.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell the way I'm talking.
Oh, you're all right.
No, we had to work to beat the band. I was 4 years old and when I lost my mother, you know. You know how it is to be raised from. Pretty tough. I had a pretty tough life. Damn tough.
And how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had two brothers and one sister.
Two brothers and one sister. And are they still alive?
No, brothers are dead. My sister's lives there in Sally Anders. She's around 93, I think. Mm-hmm. She's pretty old herself.
The Livermore Rodeo was started in the early 1900s. Were you a participant in the Livermore Rodeo?
No.
You never rode broncs?
I never tried it, you know. I was a guy that I never liked to. A lot of these people, when they went someplace, they liked to show off what they could do. I never liked to show off or anything.
Mm-hmm. And they tell me that you made some of the best rawhide reins and riatas and whatnot.
I made a lot of riatas and I made a lot of reins and hackamores and whatever you call them. Little fobs for your watch.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the days. You could see.
How did... where did you get the rawhide for that, and how did you process it?
Well, you take that rawhide, you know, you take it off the cow when it's warm, you stretch it. All ends, stretch it all out. And I used to put some ashes, oak ashes on it, you know, instead of salt. Salt's the worst thing you put on that, on a hide, if you want to make anything with it, because it keeps it soft.
And then what did you have to do to it?
Yeah, you cut a string about 500 or 600 feet long over one cow hide.
And how thick would that be?
Well, I had to cut them about over an inch, because it stretches to beat the band, you know. And then I put it in a bucket of water, tub I had, and ashes. Put it in there for 2 or 3 days, and then take a sack. Pull, and the hair all come out.
Mm-hmm. And some of the rawhide reins that you made are still in use today.
I don't know. I made so damn many of them. And years ago, the boys, you know, I used to work over here in the buyer there one time. And the boys around there buying this, buying that. A lot of it I didn't get paid for. That was the worst part of it.
Yeah. Well, how long have you lived on the ranch, have operated the ranch as your own?
Oh, about 35 years, I guess, or more. More than that.
Oh, it must be more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Say, like, 55?
Well, I started operating in 27. When my dad died in 27, I took the ranch.
What was the first automobile you owned?
A Model T.
Model T. What?
22.
1922. Model
22.
T. And how long did you drive that?
Oh, I must have drove that for 15 years, I guess. I wish they had them again.
And when did you give up driving?
When I gave up riding?
Driving.
Oh, driving? Let's see. When I was, that'd be easy. Jesus Christ. I must have got up driving about 6 years ago, I
guess. About 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Gee, you were almost 90 years old.
Yeah.
And what type of car were you driving then?
I was driving a Ford.
Mm-hmm.
That is a Rancheria, what do they call them? You know, their little pickups?
Ranchero. You live here by yourself?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I lived here all by myself ever since 29. I used to live here with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I run the ranch here. We had cattle and...
And you still do all your own cooking and your housekeeping?
What they call housekeeping and cooking, huh?
Well, it's got to be done. The place is beautiful and clean. But you still have relatives living in the area.
Oh, yeah, I got nephews. I got a sister-in-law. Quite a few nephews.
Mm-hmm.
Nieces.
Well, getting back to your younger days here on the ranch, on Saturday nights, did they have dances and whatnot?
Oh, once in a great while, about 40 years ago, everybody and give it what they call a surprise dance or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. And who was the musicians who played for it?
Well, we had a gramophone to play.
And
we had those little round disc ones. Well, I had one. I used to take it to. It had some pretty good music.
Well, you play the guitar.
No, I...
You used to strum on the guitar.
No, I wasn't much of a guitar player.
Well, you used to play it, though, for your own entertainment. Because I remember as a little kid coming up here to Lemus's, and we'd come over here in the evening, we'd hear you playing.
I don't remember playing guitar.
You'd be strumming the guitar.
That's something that got mixed up somewhere, because I never owned a guitar.
Uh-huh. Tell me, where were you during the 1906 earthquake and fire in San Francisco?
I was here.
Did you...
I could see it from the back porch here, the lights and everything. Mm-hmm.
And did you feel the earthquake?
Did I? I was in one of those back rooms back then. Just took that door and just swung it.
Hmm.
It's the only earthquake that I felt that there was an earthquake. But they've been having earthquakes here every day. We don't know. Never feel it.
Well, that was a pretty good shock.
Huh?
That was a pretty good
shock. Oh, yeah. That.
And then how about the flu epidemic? That was about 19...
I got
18,
it.
18, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got
17
the,
or 18?
That was the time of the World War, wasn't it?
Right, right. World War One. And did you... You say you had the flu?
Yeah, I had it. Got it bad, too.
Pretty bad. Who was the doctor at that time around Livermore? Do you remember?
Warner. Dr. Warner.
Dr. Warner.
Yeah. You must remember.
Oh, yes, sure. And then he would come to the house.
Yeah. He'd ride more of that stuff.
He'd ride all the way out in his old jalopy and
cell phone.
Mm-hmm. You said that you worked on the hay press.
Yeah. We used to own the hay press.
Yes, you and your brothers owned the hay press.
We should run it out.
And you had all the horses that went with it to operate it?
All the horses. And we should raise horses here.
But how many horses did you have?
My dad years ago used to have rents 21, 17, 7, and 13. He used to be a sheep man, years ago.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had all the country here rented out.
Oh. How many horses would you have at a time?
On the hay press?
Well, I mean, would you owned at one time?
Oh. Well, I guess about 25, 30 head.
About 25 or 30 head. Mm-hmm. You didn't have a harvester?
No.
Or a thrashing machine?
my dad had a little bit of, they call it a thrashing machine, it's a little shaker, that small thing.
Did you, as a young man, ever work on the thrashing machines? Or
I worked on thrashing machines.
Would that be, the man from down there by Pleasanton?
No, I worked for Turner Roddick had a thrash machine. I guess you knew Turner Roddick lived down at the foot of the hill.
Yes.
Well, he still got it there, I guess, in the barn. Pretty nice little machine.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tony Roderick, was he a relative of yours?
No.
No relative, just a friend. Mm-hmm. Tell me, Did you say you sold the rawhide riatas and reins and rommels and hackamores that you made?
Yeah.
An average pair of reins.
Well, it all depends. I sold them for $8 and kept them climbing up. And sold them for $10, $15, and then the last time I sold was $35.
Now a set today sells for...
I don't think you get a pair of reins like that for less than $40.
Oh, more than that.
$150.
$150. And most of them are made in New Mexico or the states of Mexico.
You know, the main part, if you want to cut your strings good, and have them all the same size and you braid them, don't pull too much on one side or the other because the braid will... kind of give it a twist. Now you took this here, you take it, you look right straight down through it, 12 braid.
What was
now that's 6 and now 8.
That's 8 braid.
That's it.
And what's the most braids that you've ever used?
Well, I've used a 16.
16.
That is to make those 16 strings to make a nose piece of a hackamore.
Okay, a bucelle.
Yeah, there's one there.
Yeah, how about a riata?
A riata, you have to cut a string, that to be pretty long, because they can do a little shrinking when you're braiding. You know what I mean, shrink? Going over and under, mm-hmm. You know.
And your riatas would be approximately how long?
Well, nothing less than 50 feet. 50, sometimes 60. Those days, you know, you rope outside, boy. You had to have rope.
Right. There's not many people today would be able to use one of those ropes.
They're not a good ropers. They had a lot of them.
But not with riatas.
They all use these grass ropes.
Grass
ropes
and nylon now.
I never could use it because I don't know. To me, when I throw my riata, they're heavy, like, you know. They go out there. You take these other ropes, to me, they when you throw out in the open, you go like hell, you know, you throw it, and it kind of comes back.
How about when they got wet?
They got pretty stiff.
And then they'd get slippery, too.
Yeah. Damn right.
Did you ever make any saddles?
No.
You weren't a saddle maker, you?
No. No saddle maker.
You just stayed in the rawhide itself. Tell me, how often as a young man, between the ages of, say, 8 and 18, did you go into Livermore? How often did you go into Livermore at that age?
Oh, we used to go, those days you had a horse and rig. We'd go once or twice, and it depends what you needed for the house, that was all. You had to drive in, you know.
And that would take you approximately how long to drive in?
Oh, a good hour, I guess. Or it's 9 miles from here to town.
9 miles. Mm-hmm. Now that you're, let's say, retired, you lease the ranch out for grazing purposes to other people?
Yeah. Well, I got so I couldn't ride. I'm all crippled, so I have a devil of time doing my own work.
Did you ever have any real serious accidents when you were a young man growing up?
No, not that I could.
Mm-hmm. No broken legs or?
No, that's thanks God, because I used to ride some pretty mean horses, you know, but when you're young, well, you're pretty active, you know.
Oh, yes.
Now, well, a horse jumping like that. shucks.
Well, is there anything else you'd just like to chat about? You know, like some of the old-timers you knew around here? How you used to ride from here over to Midway?
Something I can remember yet when Sally Andrew had coal oil lights. I guess you remember that?
Well, no, because I was born in 1917.
Oh, well, you're only a kid.
So, I'm only 64, so. No, but I remember when Livermore had them.
Yeah, well, you could remember that. But Sally Andrew, Hayward's, because how I know, because a guy married one of my cousins, and he was the guy in Sally Andrew there.
Oh.
Take his cart and his horse and a can of coal oil and, you know, go out there, clean these lights and putting coal oil in them. And that's a good bit of years ago.
Yes, it is. Did you ever work for the county, road department here?
Ever worked for them? Yeah, I used to get, I used to drive the water wagon there. They used to water the road here.
Mm-hmm.
Used to get, I think, 14 days or something, I don't know what. Once a year they give you a job.
You had to furnish the horses?
Yeah, you furnished the horses.
And the county furnished the water wagon?
Yeah.
Do you remember how many gallons the water wagon held?
No, I couldn't tell.
I think it was around 700 gallons.
I guess so, more, I guess. Yeah. Quite a tank it is.
When you were a young man here, what was the hunting conditions like here in the hills?
Hunting?
Hunting, yeah.
Well, it was okay. Nobody stopped you from hunting. You didn't bother nobody because people, those days, looks like they had brains. Now they just come and You want to see what they do up here on my hill? I guess you saw it.
Yes.
Jesus, God.
Trash all over.
Huh?
Trash all over.
Yeah, and I had the cops out there. 5 different kinds that don't do no good. I've seen that road. Just full of cars. I think they said that there was 900 cars started down below someplace up to the top. I called the cops. But they have to question it so much, and they want to know what street it's in and all that stuff, you know. Get your goat.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what they're going to do about it. They don't seem to do anything about it.
No, I'll tell you, they've got a big territory to cover and just a few sheriffs to do it, so...
Well, they do it now, you know. Before, the whole damn bunch of the cars would just keep a coming. You could see those lights, you know, and the cops could see them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other night, I timed them. They come around 12 o'clock at night, and they just one light come now. Put us in another one. Because I sleep out here and they just throw the lights under me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And another one. But they don't come up the way they used to.
Tell me, what was Livermore like in, 1880, 1900?
A small town. Had the stores right just in Main Street the way it was. And they had their flour mill there.
They had some hayware barns?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
They had 2 or 3 grocery stores.
Oh, yeah, they had 2 or 3 is right.
Several banks?
Huh?
Several banks?
Yeah. I think they had 2 banks. No, I don't know how many they got. They must have a dozen, I guess.
Pretty close.
Huh?
Pretty close.
Yeah, bank wherever you go, you see... Bank here.
Well, there's not many of the old-timers left.
No, I used to have a lot of old-timers here that I could talk to, and one thing or another, these neighbors down here, the Lemus, they're all gone. The Rodericks are all gone. The Wilson boys are all gone. All these old-timers I used to go around and talk to. I'm about the only one around here in Saco that I know of. I used to go to school with Saco. He's quite a talker.
That's Alfie Sacco. He's a year younger than you.
Yeah. Quite a Sacco.
Yeah, Alfie was...
Yeah?
I still see him once in a while.
Quite a guy.
Well, I'll tell you, there's going to be another big change in the next 15 years.
Oh, sure.
I hope you're around to see it.
Never see it.
Oh, you never can tell. Since you sleep out here in the open air and whatnot, why, that's good for your health.
Well, I guess it's okay. When I got the flu, that's the time I started to sleep, and the doc says, sleep outside. You got a place? I said, yeah. She says, better for you.
And you sleep out here year-round?
Yeah, now when I sleep in the house... Well, I can hardly breathe. Isn't it funny?
Well, no. There's a certain amount of dust in there, and, you know, and...
Oh, your son, if I guess.
What not? Why?
You've had a hell of a time. Guy my age shouldn't be breathing in there.
Well, I don't know. I hope I can breathe as good as you can if I ever get to that age.
My eyesight is the worst thing of going.
Your eyesight going bad now?
Yeah, very bad.
Do you wear
glasses? That's what I couldn't tell you, you know. I can looking at you. I don't know who in the hell, you know.
Do you wear glasses at all?
Try to wear them. I spent thousands of dollars with glasses. The last pair I bought, I don't know what the hell I paid for it. Reading glasses. Well, hell, I couldn't see a damn thing with them. They take your money, too. You tell them it's no good. It's tough when you get old.
Oh, yes, you bet. What's some of the other interesting things you did here when you were a...
What's that?
What were some of the other interesting things you did here when you were a young man growing up?
Well, I don't know. I didn't do much of anything. That is, work, that's all I know.
Well, you always had your ranch work to do.
Oh, yeah.
You had your own cattle to take care of and help the neighbors. And
yeah, that's one thing about years ago. The neighbors helped one another. That's gone. We used to stack hay and haul hay and put hay in the barn, you know, and you'd help this neighbor, he'd come and help you, and you'd help the other guy, you know.
Yeah.
Then the more of that.
When you would ride over to Midway, to the Moquinny Ranch, to help with their livestock, did you stay several days when you went over there, or?
Oh, yeah. Well, we'd start in from up in this part of the country and go, you know, take about a month, you know, or 3 weeks, and just ride the horse to this ranch. Pretty soon they say, well, we're going to have a roundup at certain ranches right over at that ranch. And rode over to McQueenie's, is the farthest I ever went was McQueenie Ranch. There should be an old guy, should be an old buckaroo, and I've been trying to think of his name, and I can't think of it, you know. He was from Pleasanton. He's an old guy.
And what did he do?
He was quite a buckaroo. He was my partner for everything. He wanted a kid, he'd, you know, take my part all the time for everything, he said. About roping and one thing, and some I'd be, he'd have something caught, you know, and I'd catch the feet, you know. And some guy'd run in, you know. He says, get the hell out of here. You'd kick out of him. Geez, I can't think of his name. Heads, I'm all good.
How about the rattlesnakes up here? Do you ever?
Oh, I kill a lot of rattlesnakes.
You do? You have quite a few of them right around in here.
Oh, yeah. I killed quite a few big ones. One year here, they done some poisoning, you know, and that damn poison killed about all the squirrels there were. And the next year, I guess they couldn't get no squirrel, and they come from the hills down here. I killed four one time around the house here, big ones.
Is that right?
And every one that I killed that year, oh, I guess I must have killed 10 or 12, all great big ones.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, they seem to be kind of seasonal, though. One, for a couple of years, you won't see many, and then you'll see some.
Well,
quite a
I think
few.
They feed on rabbits, you know, and rats and one thing. And then I guess when they poisoned, they killed everything. They kept them moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's been a nice little interview, Mr. Freitas. And
well, I'm sorry that I didn't.
Well.
Much that.
No, that's just fine. I know you get tired and whatnot. So, we won't tax you too much on this thing. We'll keep you happy so if we come back again, why, we can have another interview with you.
Okay.
All right?
I ain't much of an interview, you know. My head's no more good. I can't, if I want to think of a name, you know, I can't do it right away. After you're gone, I bet you I'll be thinking of some other name, you know.
Oh, sure.
But that's the way it is when you're old.
Well, I realize that you're not a young man anymore, and I don't want to tire you out and tax you too much, because maybe some other day we may want to find pertinent facts, and we can always come back this way. Well, thank you very, very much, Mr. Freitas.
Thank you.